Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is the essence of our life, of all of creation. He is designed to bring sense to everything. Without him, nothing makes sense. Hallelujah. Can we bow our heads and just say a word of prayer? Everlasting Father, King of glory, we honor and we worship you. We thank you for this time. We thank you for all that you do. We thank you for your gracious work, having loved us by giving your Son on the cross for us. We glorify your name because we see evidence of this reality in all that we do. We give you honor, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So we started this month by talking, or we picked a theme, the redemptive work of Christ. And we've looked at the subject of salvation. We've looked at the subject of justification. And this morning we'll just take it a little further within a short period to talk about deliverance. Deliverance. Amen. The redemptive work of Christ is summed up in what Jesus did on the cross, in that God offered Jesus as a sacrifice on the cross of Christ. The book of Isaiah describes it or sums it up by saying he became a transgression. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, such that he was killed on your behalf. Amen. It was a case of trading places, and it needed to be done by the offering of blood, and the blood required was that of Jesus Christ. Amen. So all that we are talking about, salvation, justification, and this morning deliverance, is what came to be on the basis of what Jesus achieved for you on the cross. Amen. So to say, easily God could have said, okay, I am saving you, but he decided to take it through a process that he will stand as one who is just, because every sin needed to be paid for by blood. Amen. And so you are not an exception. And so that we can stand in confidence that he didn't just proclaim. He did not just act based on injustice. He did not just chance. Well, let me chance you and take this one as my own. No, he took it by the process required to die on the cross and paid for the debt you owe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Such that, I think we talked about it a little, of how it all began at the fall, when man fell in the Garden of Eden. Man inherited a nature, and it goes on, and the blood was shed. And this morning, as we look at the subject of deliverance, from the view of what Jesus did, it is good to probably take a stand from the way the world perceives it. Hallelujah. These days, when you talk about deliverance, it usually comes with a service where the man of God would have to conjure and do some great physical activities to remove some evil spirit out of a man who has believed in Christ, most times. Sometimes not. Hallelujah. But it comes with this sense of the devil has a hold over such a person, and he needs to be delivered. Amen. To be delivered simply means to be saved from something, to be saved from a bondage, to be set free from a hold. Hallelujah. So that the world perceives that the devil does have a hold. And he has a hold, and he brings it towards man in different ways. In terms of poverty, sickness, spiritual bondage, spiritual husband or wife. Hallelujah. Amen. Sinfulness, wickedness, and the likes. Hallelujah. And so you see a man who comes to church, believes in Christ and they tell him or her, you need to be delivered from that husband you have been married to. Well, the person may have acknowledged, okay, there's this spiritual husband, you know. But much more than that is a concept we need to understand about the issue of deliverance. Hallelujah. So I'll just take us through a couple of scripture. Let's start by reading Romans chapter 7, verse 6. I want to show us a couple of things that Bible is specific about when it talks about deliverance, so that our minds can be at rest as it touches such situations. Romans chapter 7. Then I'll present to you the sum total of what actually happened as it touches deliverance. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 7. I'm running because I have very limited time. Amen. Romans chapter 7, verse 6. It says, but now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. This scripture describes how the believer has been delivered from the law. That includes all the curses and all the stringent activities and expectations that the Lord demands from man. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 says, to whom you forgive, anything I forgive also. Hallelujah. Am I there? Okay, hallelujah. Let me just allow me a minute. Thank you, sir. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 says, who delivered us from so great a debt, and do deliver us, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. This speaking of a situation in which the man of God, Paul, was saying how they were delivered from such a, that's physical death. They were supposed to be killed, and a deliverance came for them. And he goes further to talk about how he will yet deliver them, such that there is deliverance available from death. Amen. Hallelujah. One more scripture. Galatians chapter 1. I'm sorry, this is a great distraction. Hallelujah. Look at verse 4. He says, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. This points to us that there has been a deliverance from this present evil world. Amen. Hallelujah. So that you have any fear as touching anything or situation concerning this world, there is deliverance in Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. He says, and to wait for his son from heaven, who he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Hallelujah. I think we've spoken about this, that there is a wrath that is to come. A wrath and anger that God will use to visit against the world. And Bible says that even in Christ Jesus, we have been delivered from that wrath which is to come. Amen. Hallelujah. So much more than we see, or if we look at different instances of things that might be occasion for us to feel not delivered. Amen. Is cases made that we have been delivered. Hallelujah. But let me show it to us closer. What actually transpired when we gave our life to Christ. Hallelujah. That scripture is gone. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Are you there? Colossians chapter 1. I'll read from verse 12. It says, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Verse 13, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Verse 14 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Samuel, please come and play. Let's round off. Hallelujah. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. Let me pick it from there, then give an explanation to this case of deliverance. In whom we have redemption. In Christ Jesus, we have been bought back from the slave market of sin. Hallelujah. And it happened through his blood. Then verse 13 makes this strong case, saying that who had delivered us from the power of darkness. The Greek word used there for delivered is ruomai. Hallelujah. Ruomai. It states a case whereby there is a forceful taking away from something that is holding you bound. He has forcefully picked you away and saved you to his own side. Amen. It is not I'm just saving you and leaving you to this place. Like we stated earlier or stated before, every case that man finds himself feeling he needs a deliverance from occurred because man fell. And because of that, the devil has this hold, this influence, this authority to touch any man as he wills. But Bible is saying to us this morning, Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, saying because you believed in Christ, something happened in the realm of the spirit. The devil no longer has a hold over you because the Lord, when you believe, the Lord came and he forcefully, please ma, I want to forcefully, but I just allow, please, he forcefully ejected you to his side and said, this one is now mine. Oh, you devil, come and touch her, let me see you. It's not possible. In the realm of the spirit, that is what happened. Please have a seat here. No, you're not going there yet. Hallelujah. Not anymore. You have come to my side. Hallelujah. The side of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. It says he forcefully ejected you to his side. And look at the follow-up to that scripture. It says, and he translated you into the kingdom of his son. Hallelujah. Amen. He has forcefully taken you away from any hold the devil can have over you. And he has brought you to his side. to sit in the kingdom of his dear son. It's time to readjust. Because there are certain things in life that we just allow to crumble us. What the devil is doing is gimmicks. Watch a movie yesterday, and this guy decided to harass a whole family. And eventually, when they discovered it was a toy gun, and they had all crumbled, they had wept, they had said the things they needed not to say. Deep secrets, they said it in front of people who needed not to hear. It was a toy gun. That is what the devil does with you, or with the believer. The believer, he comes in his fieriness. They are just brags. Because the Lord has done something superior, he has forcefully ejected you to his side and kept you into, brought you, transferred you into the kingdom of his dear son. Amen. We need not fear. What is it? Death. We need not fear. Hallelujah. What is it? Poverty. We need not fear. What is it? Tensions, pressures. What is it? What it is? Whatever it is. Sin, whatever it is. We have been transferred from the place where the devil has some form of influence over our lives into a kingdom with new principles and rules that we need to find out and discover to flourish in it. Amen. A lot of times we give the devil the chance because we do not understand. First, we do not understand that we are now in the kingdom of God's dear son. Then we do not understand that there are new principles that my life needs to follow. While the world is struggling, you need to understand that you are now in the kingdom of his dear son, and there are certain principles you need to go look for, you need to discover and live by. Amen. Hallelujah. Different things we allow the devil to rob us off. Because we are ignorant that there has been an ejection. It's forceful. And it happened when he tendered the blood. It's like he tendered the blood. And he said, yeah, this one is mine. And he brought him into his kingdom. You need to start living in that reality. Amen. So that you start operating on a better dimension. Some of us are drawn back. We are held back. We are not operating at the best of our capacity and ability because we still allow the devil to come with that toy gun to deceive and deceive us, to put some fear in our hearts. But we understand. You will understand. You will take it from today. I am now in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I'm not saying you will be. Amen. I'm not saying you will be. I'm not saying you will be when you start operating on certain principles. When you stop lying, when you stop stealing, when you stop, doing this and that. No. I'm not saying you will be. I'm saying you are there. And because you are there, then you need to understand the new principles you need to operate in. There has been a translation. There has been justice has been served. There has been a declaration. There has been a final judgment that cannot be changed. I was looking up some law things in the course of the week while you preached on Sunday. It's judicial precedence. Judicial precedence. That is, when a case has been passed as touching a particular situation, then it is binding to go by that when you have similar kind of cases. Jesus has gone there, has paid, he has taken your sin, he has paid for everything, he has gone through it on your behalf, so that when you are seen, it is a done deal. We are not saying come and manage by yourself. With the help of Jesus, maybe you will sneak through and somehow you just get something done and you will find yourself on the right side. He has gone on your behalf. And because he has gone on your behalf, he has set you free. He has forcefully ejected you from the power of darkness. Any influence, any authority, any hold the devil has over you, you have been delivered from it. Amen. If you, being a child of God, have been forcefully delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear son, now tell me what other deliverance you need. Say, Pastor, I bed wet. I need deliverance. No, you don't need deliverance. We will learn to wake you up at interval times. You will stop it. It is not deliverance. Pastor, I just steal. I don't know how. I just steal. Amen. Okay, sit down. We will feed you fat on God's word. And you realize how you steal no more. Say, Pastor, my own, I womanizer. Don't let me say it, sir. If I don't let me come to your church. Hallelujah. Come! We would have you have a regular intake of God's word, where you start understanding the principles of this new life that you have found, the principles of this new kingdom that you have been transferred into. Then you realize, I womanize no more. It's not about how you struggle to stop doing it. It's about coming to terms with what God has done for you. And primarily right now as we speak, it is that he has taken you away from every hold the devil has over you. And he has brought you into the kingdom of his very own son, seated on his right side. The student said, purple for royalty. Hallelujah. You have been brought, you have been elevated from the place of dejection, subjection to evil, subjection to poverty, subjection to whatever it is, and you have been translated into the very kingdom where you have been wrapped. You have been wrapped with a robe of royalty. You are not mere men and women. You are not ordinary. Something happened in the realm of the spirits, which I speak this morning, that I need you to acknowledge. It is that you were forcefully ejected from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his son. Whatever situations are a challenge or challenges, go back to God's word. Go back to God's word. Live on his principles. Be a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word. You realize how you begin to gain victory on those grounds. Bible says, we walk by faith and not by sight. How many of us still walk by sight rather than by faith? Those are kingdom principles that we need to understand. It is not it is not just about what I see. It is about what the Lord says concerning this. What does he say? Then you are just. But this morning, a beautiful story of what we found, what we see, what we find in what Jesus has done, is that he has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Into the kingdom of his dear son. It's a principle you must understand. It's a principle you must embrace. It's a principle you must allow to command in other things, other areas of your life. The devil no longer has a hold over you. The scripture I read earlier, 2 Corinthians 2:10, shows to us that it is It is an activity that occurred in the past that has a continuing effect in your life. Amen. Even in this present world where you have dangers, that saving from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son is available. In whatever situation, whatever it is, adjust your mindset. Readjust. Readjust. I am delivered. I belong to God. I belong to God. Hallelujah. Can we bow our heads and just say what a prayer this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's simple. It's simple. It's simple. It's simple. Jesus. Jesus, by the will of the Father, paid for your life. And because he paid for your life, declared you justified in the realm of the spirit, you were ejected, because the one who is just cannot be held in the kingdom of the devil or under the authority of the devil. Because you have been saved, you are translated into the kingdom of his dear son. Thank you, Father. Confront life issues with this reality. Confront your daily situation with this reality. Confront every challenge, every weakness, every weariness with this reality. I am now in the kingdom of God's own. The devil no longer has any authority over me. Thank you, Jesus. As I step away right now, we'll sing this song. You are the King of glory. You are the Lion and the Lamb. You are the King of glory. You are the Lion and the Lamb. And so, like, please come and lead us that song for 1-2 minutes. You are the King of glory. You are the Lion and the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Sakabana Hantari has. Jesus, we glorify you. Jesus, we honor you. We praise you. We praise you, Jesus. Father God, we honor and we glorify you. We thank you for this wonderful reality that you reveal to us in your world. Thank you, Lord God, because we will not just be hearers of this truth, but we will be doers of the word. Thank you, glorious God, for the many testimonies that follow this reality being revealed in the lives of your children. We give you honor, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
The message you have just listened to is from the Grace Community Church, located at 12 Salako Crescent, Ogba, Lagos.
Our service times are Sundays 9 a.m. and Wednesdays 6 p.m. We look forward to having you worship with us. Our Twitter handle at TGCC Online. You can also reach us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Grace Community Church.
We would love to hear from you. Thank you.